Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
Hello, this is English from Australia, program number 33.
Hello.
你好，欢迎你收听第33讲。上一讲和这一讲都是关于怎样表示一定的数量。在第32讲里，我们学了小数和分数。你还记得这句话吗？
About a quarter of these tours are going to China.
表示足够的数量怎么说呢？
If we've got enough money.
表示很充足，又怎么说呢？ 比如充足的时间。
Plenty of time to think about it anyway.
我们还学了一个包含分数的习语。
Half your luck.
下面这几句话以不同的方式表明了不同的数量。Try
some with us.
A quarter of these tours.
Enough money.
Plenty of time.
Half your luck.
今天我们继续学怎样表示一定的数量。 主要是学百分数。你一定记得，在第32讲里 ，Noam 对他的同事 Fred 说：“退休以后想到中国去旅行。”现在我们再听一下这段对话。What
do you and Doris plan to do when you retire, Noam? First, go on a trip. We should have enough money. We've been saving for ages.
Any idea where you'll go?
Doris wants to go to China.
What about you?
I'm easy. Plenty of time to think about it anyway.
Well, half your luck.
Noam 和 Doris 要到中国去旅行，就到旅行社去找出最合适的路线，或参加某个旅游团。在他们和旅行社工作人员的对话里，有这样的话：A
20% discount.
20%的折扣，也就是8折。A
20% discount. A 20% discount.
请注意，英语中说到折扣，习惯说减少了百分之几，而汉语却相反，一般都直说虚付原价的百分之几。It's
worth considering.
这件事。 值得考虑。It's
worth considering. It's worth considering.
现在我们来听 Noam, Doris 和旅行社工作人员的对话。他们正在看有关各条旅游路线的材料。This
one looks good.
Yes. If you fly to Hong Kong between June and August, you get a 20% discount.
20%? Oh, that's not bad.
Right. It's worth considering.
Noam 看到了一条路线，说这条线看来不错。旅行社的工作人员也说这条路线不错。Yes,
if you fly to Hong Kong between June and August, you get a 20% discount.
意思是，如果在6月到8月飞到香港去，可以打8折。
A 20% discount. A 20% discount.
因为6月到8月天气太热，是旅游淡季，这时候乘飞机可以打8折。A
20% discount.
Doris 一听这话很高兴，她说
20%? That's not bad.
8折，这倒不错。 Noam 同意他的看法，就说
Right, it's worth considering. Right, it's worth considering.
好，现在我们把这段对话再听一遍。
This one looks good.
Yes. If you fly to Hong Kong between June and August, you get a 20% discount.
20%? Oh, that's not bad.
Right. It's worth considering.
旅行社的工作人员说
A 20% discount. 20%.
Listen again and try it.
20%.A 20% discount. A 20% discount.
20%用分数来表示就是
a fifth.
五分之一。不过在谈到打折扣的时候总是用百分之几而不用分数的。下面请听怎样用百分数来表示这几个分数。
A quarter.
25%.
A half.
50%.
Three quarters.
75%.
A third.
33.3%.
A fifth.
20%.
现在请你跟着 John 和 Barbara 说说这些数字。
A quarter is 25%.
A half is 50%.
Three quarters is 75%.
A third is 33.3%.
20%.
现在 ，Barbara 说一个分数，由你说他的百分数 ，John 帮你核对。
A quarter.
25%.
A half.
50%.
Three quarters.
75%.
A fifth.
20%.
A third.
33.3%.
好，现在考考你。看你会不会用英语回答下面的问题。注意听。
Which is the largest? 0.75 or 3/4?Or 75%.
You 说的是不是
The same? They're the same.
请再听一遍这个问题，再回答一次。
Which is the largest? 0.75?Or 3/4, or 75%.
They're the same.
Clever boy.
好，现在我们回到旅行社去，听听 Noam、Doris 和旅行社的工作人员还说了些什么。他们在对话里用了这样几个单词和句子
Sightseeing
游览，这是一个名词
Sightseeing Sightseeing
On the go.
忙个不停。
On the go. On the go.
在这段对话里指到处奔波。
Tiring.
使人感到疲劳。
Tiring. Tiring.
You spend more time traveling.
你会在路上花费较多的时间。
You spend more time traveling. You spend more time traveling.
A bicycle tour.
骑自行车旅行。
A bicycle tour. A bicycle tour.
Fit.
这个词在这里是形容词，意思是健康。
Fit. Fit.
好，现在就请听他们的对话。注意听，里面还有一个百分数。
This one gives you a lot of time for sightseeing.
What about this one? You go to more places. Guangzhou, Beijing, Xi'an, Shanghai, Guilin.
Yes, but you spend more time travelling. About 50% of your time on the go.
It might be too tiring for us.
I think it might. Of course, you can always do a bicycle tour of China.
I don't think we're fit enough for that.
旅行社的工作人员说
This one gives you a lot of time for sightseeing.
走这条路线游览的时间很多。 Noam 提到另外一条路线可以多去几个城市。但是旅行社的工作人员说
You spend more time traveling. About 50% of your time on the go.
这句话里含有一个百分数。百分之五十左右。
About 50% of your time on the go.
大约百分之五十的时间花费在路上。
About 50% of your time on the go.
但是 Doris 觉得
It might be too tiring for us.
这对我们来说可能太累了。旅行社的工作人员就说
I think it might.Of course, you can always do a bicycle tour of China.
这句话的意思是，当然了，你总是可以骑自行车在中国旅行嘛。他这样说，自然是开玩笑，因为 Noam 和 Doris 年纪都很大了，所以 Doris 接着就说了
，I don't think we're fit enough for that.
我觉得我们已经不那么硬朗了，这样的事干不了了。你注意到了吗？这句话里又用了 enough 这个词，不过和我们学过的用法不一样。现在我们再听一遍他们的对话。听的时候注意那个百分数，注意 enough 这个词的用法。
This one gives you a lot of time for sightseeing.
What about this one? You go to more places. Guangzhou,Beijing, Xi'an, Shanghai, Guilin.
Yes, but you spend more time travelling. About 50% of your time on the go.
It might be too tiring for us.
I think it might. Of course, you can always do a bicycle tour of China.
I don't think we're fit enough for that.
我们再仔细研究一下这段话。这段话里有一个百分数。
About 50% of your time.
Listen again and try it.
About 50% of your time.
旅行社的工作人员还说
A lot of time for sightseeing.
有很多时间游览。这就谈到了一个比较大的数量。
A lot of.
Listen again and try it.
A lot of.
在上一讲里，我们也学过一个类似的短语。
Plenty of.
要表示游览的时间很多，就可以用这个短语，比如
Plenty of time for sightseeing.
Listen again and try it.
Plenty of time for sightseeing.
如果要表示某种东西的数量正好够用，就说
Just enough. Just enough. Just enough money.
Listen again and try it.
Just enough money.
相反的，你要想表示某种东西的数量太多了，就可以说
Too much. I ate too much chicken.
Listen again and try it.
I ate too much chicken.
请再练习几句。
I did too much exercise. He's got too much time.
以上我们练习的都是不可数名词，现在练习用可数名词。
There are too many chairs. There are too many people in this room.
下面请你把这些表示数量的说法按照从少到多的顺序跟着 Barbara 说说。
Just enough. Enough. Plenty of. A lot of. Too much. Too many.
现在由 Barbara 问两个问题，请你跟着 John 用上面的说法来回答。
Have you got enough money for the shopping?
Just enough.
Is there enough time to listen to this program?
Yes, there's plenty of time.
下面请再听一遍在旅行社的最后一段对话，请注意 enough 这个词是怎么用的。
Of course, you can always do a bicycle tour of China.
I don't think we're fit enough for that.
Doris 说
I don't think we're fit enough for that.
我觉得我们体力不够了。
I don't think we're fit enough for that. I don't think we're fit enough to do a bicycle tour of China.
我们体力不行了，不能骑自行车在中国旅行了。以前我们学过
enough
这个词的用法，比如
enough money. Enough money to go on a trip.Enough apples. Enough apples for everyone.
在这里
enough
这个词和名词连用，是放在名词前面的。
Enough money. Enough chairs.
但是如果和形容词连用
enough
这个词就要放在形容词的后面了。比如
fit enough, old enough, clever enough.
I don't think they're fit enough to do a bicycle tour.
我想他们的体力不行了，不适合骑自行车旅行。
He's not old enough to go to school.
他上学还不够年纪。
She's clever enough to pass her exams.
以他的聪明足够通过考试的，当然这是说的女孩子。
Listen again and try them.
She's clever enough to pass her exams. He's not old enough to go to school. I don't think they're fit enough to do a bicycle tour.
好， 我再说一遍 enough 这个词的用法，和名词连用，放在名词的前面，和形容词连用，放在形容词的后面。那么 Doris 和 Noam 最后决定采用哪条路线在中国旅行呢？当然不是骑自行车旅行了。下面是他们在旅行社了解细节的对话。
You get 4 days in Beijing. 4.5 actually.
Good. I want a lot of time to see Beijing and go shopping.
在这段对话里又有一个分数，旅行社的工作人员说
You get 4.5 days in Beijing.
我们还听见 Doris 说
A lot of time.
I want a lot of time to see Beijing.
我要多花些时间在北京到处看看。
I want a lot of time to go shopping.
我要花好多时间买东西。
Listen again and try them.
I want a lot of time to go shopping.
I want a lot of time to see Beijing.
You get 4.5 days in Beijing.
在那段对话快结束的时候，出现了一个生词
，pay，
付款，交钱
，pay。
现在我们就来听完这段对话。
You get 4 days in Beijing, 4.5 actually.
Good. I want a lot of time to see Beijing.And go shopping. And how long does it take from Hong Kong to Guangzhou?
From Kowloon by train to Guangzhou, let me see. Takes about 2.5 or 3 hours. I'm not 100% sure.
Right. Well, that's all. Now, when do we pay?
You pay a third now, and the rest by the end of the month.
在这段对话里有分数也有百分数。
It takes about 2.5 or 3 hours.
大约需要2.5小时或3个小时。但是旅行社的工作人员也没有绝对把握，所以他又说
：“I'm not 100% sure.
我没有100%的把握。”这个说法很有用。
Listen again and try it.
I'm not 100% sure.
下面我们将再听一遍这段对话。注意我们这两讲学习的主要内容，比如分数
2.5 hours.
百分数
100% sure.
表示有许多数量。
A lot of time.
好，现在我们再听一遍这段对话。
You get 4 days in Beijing. 4.5 actually.
Good. I want a lot of time to see Beijing and go shopping.
And how long does it take from Hong Kong to Guangzhou? From Kowloon by train to Guangzhou, let me see. Takes about 2.5 or 3 hours. I'm not 100% sure.
Right.Well, that's all. Now, when do we pay?
You pay a third now, and the rest by the end of the month.
我想我们的节目到这里可以结束了。不过，还是听听 Barbara 和 John 怎么说。
John, I think it's time to go.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. I'm 100% sure.
那么，我们下一讲再会。以上各位听到的是第33讲
Our 33rd program.
Bye.
Bye.